And would the people around here, like if you had two boys and three girls, would they ever refer to them as five?
Five men, call them five hellions. five kids, that's it.
Okay, anybody ever refer to them like five head children or something? Five head?
No. Sometimes they may say, five heads a kid, no, five heads. We might be feeding, you know, we got to buy food for seven heads in my house. Yeah. But we don't.
Okay. How about if a person has, say, 12 kids, and you'd say they got a whole...
Flock.
Flock. Okay. Any other words they might use for that around here?
Flock of kids.
Would they ever say something like that?
Pack, yeah. Sometimes they, if they got nine, what is it, a baseball team, football team, basketball team? We got enough for a basketball team, something like that.
Okay. Have you ever used the word passel here? Like a whole passel of kids?
I've heard it, but I don't think I've ever used it.
I mean, around the people that you know that lived here?
No, not that I've heard.
Okay. How would you use the word passel?
I tell you the truth, I don't think I even use it.
Okay. All right. Now we're talking about this guy that was growing corn down the street. Make sure I check off the ones I got. So I can go back over. Like on the top of corn stalk, you know.
The heads of corn? Heads of corn? The stalks and that of corn?
You ever seen the corn? Has he had corn grow? You've seen it grow here before, haven't you?
Not in Key West, I don't think.
Oh,
I saw it in California. My girlfriend, she works for Shell Biological Research Center, and they plant out experimental crops.
Oh.
And we went out there one time sloshing through the stuff, picking corn. And I've seen it up around Pensacola area when they had that red disease or whatever it is they had it a few years back.
Yeah.
When it destroyed all the corn. I've seen that. I know what you mean, the blossoms or the blooms
that
might have.
The thing on the top when you graduated from high school, you wore this thing off your head.
The tassel.
Okay.
I call it that.
And how about when you take all the green part off of
the stalk? Oh, no.
No,
the stalk.
You say go out and...
Shuck corn.
Okay. And so you call those the... what?
Just heads of corn, just shuck the corn.
Okay. How about the stringy stuff that's right next to the kernels?
Oh, it's a husk.
No, you know the stuff that you got to pull. It's white. It's inside the shucks.
I don't even call it anything. I just get the corn cob and peel off the stuff that I don't need and put it in the pot.
Okay, but you know some of that stringy white.
Yeah, the stringy white stuff.
You never call it anything?
Never.
Silk or anything?
Yes, I've heard people use silk. Call it silk.
All right, how about the large round fruit that you make pie out of around Thanksgiving? I think I even said
pumpkin.
That. And how about what kinds of melons did they get?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, rock melons, honeydews. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay, now, do you know of any different varieties of watermelons that people prefer down here that you should try to get?
Some, there's one they call, I think it's alligator skin. I just know that some of them's long, you know, and light green. Then you get the kind that's brown. Then you got this kind that's dark green with the stripes in it.
Oh, those are the little bitty ones. You ever seen them?
Yeah, I've seen the little ones, but I don't know what you call them.
They
just didn't grow.
Let's see. What do you call the little things that spring up in damp places and dark places in the woods?
Mushrooms.
Okay. And do you ever have any of those growing around here?
I've seen them grow around because we've had some in our backyard. All I do is just smash them to pieces and throw them away.
Does